You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Jay Williams, are you there, John?
I am there, Craig. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Got you on the radio beautifully.
That's good.
Just inquiring, I've got a couple of... You have to have some new songs coming out very shortly, I hope.
Well, I'm looking seriously at doing some, yeah.
Oh, okay. On your Back on the Border CD, Back on the Border, what was that about?
The song itself was about the region we live in here near Echuca and how I sort of feel it's one of the nicest spots in Australia.
Because your parents used to be up there as well, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I'm third generation.
Oh, okay.
And two more generations here as well, so we've got five generations of it.
You've got Brock up there, yes.
Yeah, and his son.
I see. And also... apparently Brock wrote Big River.
He did. He was home from school when the floods were on, I think it was. I don't know. In the 90s, I reckon it was.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure which year it was, actually, but it was a fairly serious one, and we were out on the banks every day fighting the floods. And I came home this night, and he said, I've written a song for you, Dad. And I goes, oh, yeah. And then I had to listen. I thought, yeah, this is not bad. I can handle that.
Oh, okay. And obviously you've seen it happen quite often. You've got another song on Back on the Border CD, Friday Night Behind the Bar.
Yes, well, it's funny. Friday nights, back then I used to most Friday nights I was working, but the Trumbury Hotel was just up the road from me a bit, and Friday night when I was home, I would always go up there, and there was a young girl, the publican's daughter, used to always work behind the bar. And I thought, I had a story, and I rang up my mate on the Central Coast, Ian Bettridge, and I said, told him the story, and I said, you need to write me a song about this girl behind the bar. And that's what he came up with. Ian's a pretty good writer and a good country entertainer as well.
Oh, okay, because I don't mind it. And you also had a song with Renee Stewart. She used to be connected with the pub too at one stage, I believe.
Yeah, that wasn't Back on the Border, though.
No, that's on your...
No, I was going to say that was a few years later than that. No.
Yeah.
Renee, it's funny, I was looking for a bass player girl or something like that.
We
had Tanya, actually. She worked with us a bit. But someone told me about this Alicia Stewart. Go to Bendigo, she's coming up to the Country Music Club. So I travelled to Bendigo this night to the Country Music Club. Alicia got up and sung. She's a very talented girl. Then Renee got up and sung a couple of songs, and I thought, oh, I need her in my band. So we got her to come and do a guest spot with us one night, and little did I know, her and the boys in the band had got together and they were having this big debate how she was going to join us, and they had to convince me.
Oh, okay.
So it was all going on behind me back, but she sort of teamed up and joined the band, and then I managed her for a while, and we got that song for her and recorded, and that was a duet she did, and she went on and did a couple of songs of her own as well, which were really good songs.
Yeah, I don't mind the one that on the last CD featuring Bill Chambers, Truck Stop Girl.
Yeah, one of my favourites. That was another song I'd half written, and I went up to Bill and we started doing a bit of writing, trying to get songs together for the album, and we'd mucked around with it for ages, and he kept saying to me all the time, it's got to be a line for you. What's the story behind? What's the girl's name? I go, she hasn't got a name, Bill. She's just imaginary. And he goes, we've got to give her a name. We'll call her Truck Stop Girl. He said, we've got to get a name. We can't go anywhere. And as soon as we give it a name, all of a sudden the song just fell together.
Oh, okay. I see. So, what else has been happening? Have you ever caught up with Matthew or Peter or anyone like that?
No, I haven't seen any of the boys for ages. I noticed... I've seen a bit on Facebook just recently about Angie, who used to play with us in the band also. She's in Bendigo, and she started a little band in Bendigo doing a bit of work again, and she was a great little artist too, Angie Richardson.
Yeah, her family had a dairy farm at the Gumbar Island, if memory serves.
Yeah, just out of Kahuna on the island, yeah. And Mum's still going. Mum was a nurse, and she's getting fairly old now, but she retrained and has been helping people get needles for COVID, giving them needles.
Oh, okay.
So she came back into the workforce.
Who was the lovely lady? Her parents lived up on the river and had a coach and a small bus. And
at Swan Hill?
Yes.
That was Tanya's parents.
That was Tanya's Tanya parents. Tanya Walsh's yeah. parents, yep.
Yeah, we had a couple of wild trips in the bus.
Tooley Buck, it was.
Yeah, old trippy. We did a trip up to Ivanhoe, up through the outback. And I had the band trailer on my car, and we stayed the night. But Trippy and Tanya and them were coming back. And Maddie said, oh, I'll go back with you, Trippy. Well, Matt said, I've never been so scared in all my life. There were so many kangaroos jumping across in front of the bus, and he just wasn't worrying one bit.
Oh, okay. And what was the song 15 Years of Hurt about?
Another imaginary one.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I've done something wrong to you.
No, I was trying to get songs together. And back when I first started, I found it really hard. Well, I still find hard to get songs from Australian songwriters. So I'd just try doing a bit of writing myself. I don't claim to be much of a writer, but I thought the only way to get songs is try and write them. Oh, okay. I was getting all these American ones sent to me, but I couldn't get any Australian songs.
Oh, okay. So, you remember I used to tour with a band called Dear Enemy many years ago. Well, they've just reformed and about to start touring in April, starting in Darwin, going all the way down the East Coast. And they've got merchandise and apparel, everything.
That'd be nice. Like, when I first, my first album I recorded, I got a call from Tamworth to join a show, and I took a Greyhound coach non-stop to Townsville. And it was a long trip, I can tell you, and we joined the Rick and Fell show, and I came down from Townsville down and did the last show at Gap, and then I came home. I did only a couple of weeks, 3 weeks with them. But it was really interesting. Ben Pooley and myself and Patsy Rigger from New Zealand, we took a tour coach for 6 weeks. We did 3 weeks in New South Wales, then 3 weeks up through Queensland, and they're really good trips, but you do miss home a bit.
So is that why you bought your own coach at one stage?
He didn't have to bring that up. That wasn't really a good investment.
But that's when I first met you. You're in the coach up at Kyneton.
Oh, I see, at the festival at Kyneton.
Yes, you're doing the hoedown Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
At the old
yeah.
showgrounds. And then Sunday was out at the scout ground.
Yeah, Lauriston. Lauriston, yeah. No, there were some great nights, great shows at Kyneton over those years.
Oh, yeah.
They were country, they were real good down-to-earth shows. I really loved them.
Yeah, they even had Lee Kernaghan out there.
Yeah. Graham Connors rocked up at one of the Friday Night Ward shows, and just out of the blue he was touring and came in and got up and sang a song with us. And I was a big fan of his Prodigal Son. And I was telling him this beforehand, he's singing the Prodigal Son, and then he just shows it to me. He says, take it away, John. I thought, I nearly fell through the floor. I thought, oh, am I going to remember the words? What's going to happen here?
Yeah, I remember I was having lunch Sunday down at Heathcote, and you were performing there.
At the winery?
At the winery, yeah. Then all of a sudden in walks Reg Poole.
Yeah.
And Santa, even he got up and had a sing-along too. It was a good afternoon, very good.
They were. I'm not sure whether they still run them or not. I haven't heard much lately.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
It was a good afternoon.
Certainly was. Trouble is, I had to drive home.
And you never know who's going to walk in either.
No, you don't. So anyway, John, I better let you go because you've got milk cows very shortly and get the paddocks ready.
I haven't. I'm doing a bit of work on my boat. I want to get in the river tomorrow, so I've been deserting the hard work and been working in the workshop.
Well, I'm going to say thank you for the chat, and we're going to finish off here with Back on the Border.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries, John. Take care.
I'll ring you later. Back with my family and friends in this little river town. There's history all around. That's the place I want to settle down. Up in Kakadu, there's not a lot to do. The same can be said for Tassie too. Over in the west, they think it's the best, but our little river town will stand the test. I once went to the States to catch up with some mates, but there's nothing there that can compare. So I'm gonna settle down in this little river town. Thank God I live on the border. I wish I was back on the border, back with my family and friends. In this little river town, there's history all around. That's the place I want to settle down. a song. I hope you'll sing along, but if you don't, I can understand. Because you haven't graced this majestic little place. Someday I hope you'll get down to our town. I wish I was back on the border, back with my family and friends. In this little river town, there's history all around. That's the place I want to settle down. I wish I was back on the border, back with my family and friends. In this little river town, there's history all around. That's the place I want to settle down. Yes, that's the place I want to settle down.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.